Lesson 5C, Exercises 4 and 5.
Today in our series about women and unusual jobs, I'm talking to Sally Stone. Hello, Sally.
Hello.
So, what made you get a job in transport?
I wasn't sure what to do when I left school, so I went to college and trained as a hairdresser. But I decided it wasn't for me. It's badly paid, and I wanted something more challenging. So I left college without completing the course.
Were your parents disappointed?
No, not at all. In fact, Dad said, "Why don't you come and work with me?" He has a transport company. And I thought, why not? It was the easiest thing to do, really.
You need a special license to drive big lorries, don't you? Was it difficult to pass the driving test?
Lots of people fail, but I passed first time.
What was it like when you drove for the first time on your own?
It was a bit scary, but I soon got used to it.
What do you like about the job?
I love travelling around and seeing different places. I like being on my own for long periods of time. It's much more rewarding than a 9-to-5 job, I think.
How do men react when they see a woman behind the wheel?
They often stare, especially when I'm sitting in a traffic jam. I think they can't quite believe what they're seeing.
Only 1 in 200 lorry drivers is a woman. Why aren't there more, do you think?
I don't know, but it's a pity because women are very good at it.
How do you mean?
Well, you need to drive carefully and safely and not too fast. You need to be patient and not get angry with other drivers. In my view, women are usually better at all those things than men.
But male lorry drivers drive carefully and safely too?
Of course they do. I'm not saying that male drivers are less safe, of course. It's just that they aren't any better than women at what they do.
Thank you, Sally, for talking to us today.